B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off, and the Sound Off number is 610-771-9705. If you got something to say and you want to publish your thought, I'm thinking we had a lot of reaction yesterday at the microphone guy came on. Let's see what we have on Sound Off today.
Don't worry about Sunday night, Mikey Miss. Carson Wentz will thrive on the big stage. He's been waiting for this moment for a few years. I remember one night in Pittsburgh, I believe it was, they destroyed the Steelers. Don't worry about the Falcons. We always beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Remember Buddy used to say, it's always the Cowboys. We always beat the Cowboys. We always beat the Falcons.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, that's the one thing that buffers me. That team is a cough city squad. You know, they never deliver. So even though they're home and even though they have a lot to show their home crowd and bounce it back off a bad week, you're probably right.
Carson Wentz can throw the deep ball. Jim Schwartz, I can't stand his scheme. Doug P., he's got a problem with running the football because every time Doug doesn't run the football, the Eagles start off slow and sluggish. Doug, if you run the football, they will come. Doug, run the football.
Nah, that's an antiquated view. You don't run the football anymore to set up the pass. You pass to set up the run in this league, especially with this quarterback and those weapons.
Who deserves to be praised from that Eagles game that I haven't heard and really boo about is whoever Ryan Kerrigan was on. Now I know he switches side to side, but whoever he was on for the majority of the game, congratulations, because I didn't hear my man.
Yeah, Lane Johnson destroyed him.
I didn't even know he was playing.
Yeah, Lane Johnson destroyed him. You're absolutely right about that.
That is now three straight games in which Lane Johnson's been the primary, and he's gotten zero hurries in three consecutive games. He's a great player.
He's a monster there.
Are you worried about this defense? Because I look at this defense, and even on paper, I'm worried that they're just not that good. The ends, man, I mean, they have a lot of holes. And I look at this defense, and I wonder, is it good enough to get it done? Offense, no problem. This defense, man, we're going to see this week what they can do.
Little bit worried about it, and especially I'm worried in this game. Eagles, I think, went up to win this game like 35-30, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that poll that they did, you know, on the fans saying that, you know, a win's a win. You know what? They got to look at the big picture here. He looked like he was scared back in the pocket. I mean, the players around him only made him look good once. I mean, he still looks gingerly scared back there. And I get that. He's a good leader, positively focused on the game and everything, but he looks afraid.
Dude, did you buy a cheap TV or something? In the first half, he wasn't sharp at all. My God, did you watch the second half? Your television, what, it doesn't work? Come on, bro.
You know why he sent that.
Well,
how's everyone doing?
He's a Folesian society,
he's
man.
He's still a Folesian guy.
Nicky, and he's feeling hurt now that Nicky got the broken clap.
Hey, Mike, what do you think about OGB wearing that watch? $385,000 watch. And he just took delivery of a Rolls Royce, and he puts it in everybody's face. He ain't no different. Why does he have to be a douche about it?
That watch goes up in price every time somebody talks about it, right? I thought it was $250.
Yeah, now it's $3. And then next tomorrow, somebody calls $500,000 watch.
Yeah, listen, a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. just has to win. You know, like, the ego won't allow him to take a back seat to anything. So it's like, I'm going to wear his watch. They're not going to like it, but I don't care because this is the way I exert my authority. It's a megalomaniac, narcissistic view. And if he's willing to take the fine, I mean, what are they going to do? They going to stop the game, tell him to take it off? You know, like, what can they do?
Just fine him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yesterday, this dude, microphone jerk, or whatever you want to call him, he stated, when we found out it was Mike Scott, our heart sunk. Shut up, dude. If it was just a regular black dude that just worked for SEPTO, they wouldn't have cared. They wouldn't have left the game. Are you kidding me? They still went to the game. They wouldn't have cared, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. And everybody has the kind of same reaction. I think what he was trying to say was that he's a Philadelphia fan, and the last thing he wants to do is do that to a Philadelphia athlete. That's what I think. You know, I'm reading it in the best case scenario for the guy, that he felt bad that it was another team that he roots for, and it was a player on that team that he roots for. But, you know, maybe it was revealing.
Antonio Brown and how he needs to be removed from football because of the accusation of rape. My devil's advocate to that is, when Roethlisberger had his situation, he got accused like three separate times, and he was still a franchise quarterback. He was still getting those commercials. No one even mentions it anymore. Get out of here with this. It's bogus. You're not. Why would you remove him from football just because someone accused him of something?
No, nobody's going to remove him from football. It's just a matter of whether he's going to get suspended for a couple games by his team or by the league. Roethlisberger got suspended, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he got a game or two to start the following season after the second accusation.
Right, and Roethlisberger, as years go by, people's memories fade of the act. So, like, if Antonio Brown plays five straight years, and he's a legitimate football player, doesn't cause any problems, people won't be looking back at it.
A small group of Eagles fans make us all look bad, and I don't understand why they do it, because the Eagles never paid me to throw a punch or insult anyone.
Well, there you go. So hopefully this leads to kinder behavior, people that are tailgating. Just remember, this thing happened, it caused the furor, it made the Eagle fans look bad, it made the team look bad, and we don't need to do it. So cut it off at a couple beers. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sunday. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. They're brilliant. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All right, stay tuned for the Ron Jaworski Show. It's back tonight, 6 to 7, Ramblewood Country Club, NBC Sports Philly. Quick Slants, Philly's pregame show, the ball game. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.